Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hello there. How are you doing? This is Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thanks for checking out the podcast. This week in All Age Comics, it's busy. It's busy because Free Comic Book Day is in just over 2 weeks. May 7th is Free Comic Book Day. More on that later. Some of the comics that come out this week have free versions coming out in just about 2 weeks. But don't let that put you off from going to the comic book store, because there are some great ones coming out this week, like Science Fiction in Action, one of our favorite new titles that pits zombies against plants, but not in that order. A Star Wars book that is unlike any of that you may have seen, because it combines some of the trading cards from back in the day from their best movie ever. And a new comic that we like called Welcome to the Show Side, and Sci-Fi Action rounds things out. In humor, it's a special week because there are two comics from Cats that we're going to highlight because we like cats and these are good comics. There we are. Lumberjanes also comes out. Great comic. Got to highlight that. And a trade paperback that has new stories and old stories from one of your favorite artists out there. Artists and characters, that is. And in superheroes, Teen Titans Go, and a trade paperback from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's this week in All Age Comics. The music you're listening to in the background is from Foxhole. It is really fun stuff. You can check all of it out over at Free Music Archives. And let's get started with the humor comics. Issue 25 of Lumberjanes comes out this week. And we've talked about this comic before, and I wanted to highlight it again, A, because it's one of those benchmark issues. Anytime it's like a 1, a 25, a 50, or a 100, the issues are always bigger, they've got more art, and they make a bigger deal out of it. And Lumberjanes 25 is no exception. In this one, it's oversized, yay, so that means more art and more funness. And that's a horrible use of grammar. But this book is just that. It is so much fun for everybody and anybody. Yeah, you look at the title and you say, it's a girls comic. It has mainly girls in the cast of characters. I don't think there's a guy in there. But it's great. It really is one of the best comics out there, bar none. And that's comics for anybody. Be it boys, girls, adults, whoever. Lumberjanes 25. Get your hands on that. It's from Boom Studios. And it is funny as the day is long. That's right, I said that. Even if you're not from the South, you can say that. Peanuts Trade Paperback Volume 7. We love this series and this graphic novel. This is a trade paperback that collects a handful of issues from Peanuts, issues 21 through 24. And if you haven't checked out the comic, it is really neat because it combines a couple of classic stories with some brand new stories. And trying to figure out what's old and what's new is really difficult unless you know your Peanuts from back in the day. It's great. Our kids love Peanuts, which is kind of neat because I've got my Peanuts books from the 70s and 80s, and they like to look at those. This is fun stuff. It's a trade paperback from Peanuts, Volume 7. Collects issues 21 through 24 of the comic book. So if you like it that much, you can go through and dig some of the earlier trade paperbacks. Our cat titles. I love cats. Anybody who knows me personally, you know I like cats. We've got two nice cat comic books that kind of we had to include this week, because if we included one but not the other, there would be a cat fight. Yes. Grumpy Cat and Pokey. They've got a comic book. It's actually a miniseries. Miniseries from Dynamite Entertainment. It's the same kind of silly slapstick humor that you would expect from a lazy grumpy cat in Grumpy Cat and Pokey. it's just silly fun. It really is from Dynamite Entertainment. It's a miniseries. Issue 3 of 6 comes out this week. The second cat title is one that folks may know a little bit better to some extent. This is Puss in Boots. This is a miniseries also. Issue 1 of 4. From Titan Comics. Puss in Boots, that's the cat that was voiced from Antonio Banderas from the DreamWorks movie. In this one, what happens? Fur flies, yada yada yada. Actually, I haven't read this. I'm going on reputation because Titan Comics They're the cats behind this, no pun intended. And they do a lot of really good all-age adaptions from those DreamWorks series. They've done one for Penguins, and a couple others that escape me at the moment. But it really is good and worth checking out if your child is a fan of the movie, the Puss in Boots movie, or any of the Madagascar series, anything of that ilk. They're going to like it. It's Puss in Boots, number one of four. In science fiction action adventure, it's a big ol' category. A lot of titles. One thing worth mentioning that we're not going to highlight too much, Back to the Future. Boom. If you like graphic novels or comics that are adapted from movies, they really don't get any better than this. Check it out. It's also for all ages. Some of the others we want to highlight are this comic is really good. Welcome to Showside. This is issue four. Do you like Invader Zim? Do you like that style of artwork and that method and the means of storytelling? You're probably going to like Welcome to Showside. It's kind of a fantasy, science fiction-based, all-ages comic with a whole lot of characters and a whole lot going on. Too much to describe, but if you like things that are goofy, busy, surreal, check out Welcome to Showside. There you are. Parents, if you collected trading cards back in the late 70s, you probably had some of these. The Empire Strikes Back, Star Wars, Tops. Man, I wish we would have gotten all of these and not opened them and then could sell them now. But we didn't. We opened them, had the gum, which is always bad, and had the cards in our other room. Anyway, they collected those books, those trading cards, and now it's in a book. It's in a book that is square-shaped, so it retains the original size of the trading cards. Topps did, and they're the folks who made the cards back in the day. And it's really fun. This has all 352 cards. Wow! 352 cards, 88 stickers. They're reprinted in a single book. Thankfully, there is none of that gum, because you never chewed it, and it was horrible when you did. It's really... Face it, it's the best Star Wars movie. It really is. The Empire Strikes Back. And this has a lot of the trivia on the back. It's also got some bonus cards, some promotional images from behind the scenes. It's a fan's book. It's great fun. And if Topps wants to send me a copy of this, you're welcome to. Just shoot me an email, trey@daddymojo.com, and we'll probably give it a good review based on this past 3-minute diatribe. It's $25. That's why I say it's for the fans. But it is it's one that we want to look at. Lastly, this is probably our comic of the week, our favorite comic of the week, because of a couple things. Plants vs. Zombies, number 10. It starts a new story arc, Boom Boom Mushroom. This is part one. We were hesitant to dig into this title as an all-age title because... it's that weird, goofy parenting thing where it's like, oh, I don't think my 6-year-old is ready for zombies or the undead. And that's just silly in hindsight. It really was, because we saw a trade paperback from Plants and Zombies, Plants vs. Zombies, at the Scholastic Book Fair at our child's school recently. And it was only $5, so we got it. And it's a hoot. It's great fun. It is perfect for all ages. And our kid was like, zombies? Yeah, I'm all over it. And he's not warped or anything now, so this is a great all-age comic that really has art that is fun, a storyline that packs a lot of humor, and the zombies are zombies, but they're comedic zombies. They're not very intelligent, and it's just a fun comic. It really is. So this is not like The Walking Dead zombies or anything like that. This is a very kid-friendly zombie entry point. As it is, Plants vs. Zombie. It's Plants vs. Zombies number 10 from Dark Horse Comics. If you have a tween to teen reader, probably a boy, they are going to be somewhat interested in this group of folks. It's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yes, it's hard to believe they kind of started out as a joke from this person doing things and eating pizza and... Here we are 30 years later. They are an iconic franchise. This is a trade paperback that collects issues 1 through 12 of the comic book that's geared at the teen to tween age. So that means the violence is going to be a little more ramped up than that you would want to give a 6 to 8-year-old. But if you have a tween, like I say an 11 or a 12-year-old, to a 13-14, they're going to love this. It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Trade Paperback Volume 1 from IDW. It collects the first 12 issues of that series. And you say to yourself, what is a trade paperback? What is a graphic novel? You know what? I'm sure there is a difference in the publishing world. In my mind, as a fan, there really isn't, because both of them will collect issues, a certain number of issues, some 4, some 12, and it's a great way to get caught up on other series without having to go to the store every week to look for that one issue, for that one cover that you may not find, and just get the graphic novel in 2 months, and you're good to go. Next up, Teen Titans Go! Da-da-da, number 15. Now, in some people's eyes, this is the go-to all-age comic book series for kids. Part of that's because of the title, Teen Titans Go! Teen Titans, okay, it sounds very kid-friendly, awesome, it is. And secondly, a lot of folks are familiar with the characters from this, from the Cartoon Network series, which is very funny and great. And this comic book is directly from that series. So if you like that series on Cartoon Network, boom, you're going to love Teen Titans Go! If it's your entry point into all-age comics, that's awesome. There are lots of other titles beyond this. So kind of look around, because there are lots. I mean, some people look at comic books that are good for young readers, and they only see this. And while, yay, we're all for education and for kids reading, there are so many more comics beyond this that are great for kids. So go to your local comic book store. Go for the Teen Titans Go! And then stay for some of the others that we mentioned in the podcast. That could be any of your favorites. So maybe a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Maybe a Plants vs. Zombies, Godzilla, Back to the Future, Simpsons, Puss in Boots, you name it. And of course, Lumberjanes. Oh yeah, lots of good stuff. Free comic book day. Coming up on May 7th, as I said, do you have any thing that we missed? Or if you want to reach out to us during the week, it is at Daddy Mojo on Twitter. Say sa for now. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.